A duo from North Carolina is reinventing traditional bluegrass from Appalachia by combining it with some traditional music from Venezuela. They're calling it Latin grass, or Venezuelachian. Larry and Joe is the name of the duo and also the name of the musicians who join me here in the studio for a mini concert while they're on tour in the Northeast. Larry Bayorin immigrated from Venezuela 8 years ago. Larry, hello, hola.
Hola, Jane.
Nice to
Gracias
have you.
Por la invitación.
Thank you. And Joe Troop is from North Carolina, where these two are based. Joe, nice to have you.
Thank you, Jane. It's nice to be here.
And your studio full of instruments. Get us started by giving us a sense of what Latin grass is. Start us off with a song, would you?
Sure. We're going to do a classic by the great Venezuelan composer Simon Diaz. It's one called Caballo Viejo, which means old horse.
Nice.
Un, dos, tres.
Así, de esta manera, uno no tiene la culpa. Que en el seno tiene horario ni fecha en el calendario cuando las ganas se juntan. Cuando el amor llega así, de esta manera, uno no tiene la culpa. Que en el seno tiene horario ni fecha en el calendario cuando las ganas se juntan. Caballo le dan sabana y tiene el tiempo contado. Y se va por la mañana con su pasito apurado. A beberse con su potranca que no tiene en barbasca.
El potro da tiempo al tiempo porque le sobra. Caballo viejo no puede perder la flor que le dan. Que después de esta vida no hay otra oportunidad.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Joe, tell us about the instrumentation in that piece. You're on the banjo. Which
I'm on the five-string banjo.
Yeah, which is a staple of bluegrass, right?
That's right.
And Larry's on the harp, which is traditionally Venezuelan music, right?
Yeah. Old Larry plays the 33-string Venezuelan harp.
Wow.
Colombo Venezuelan harp.
And what makes those instruments work so well together?
We don't know. We were as surprised as anyone when we discovered that. ¿Verdad que nos sorprendimos cuando estos instrumentos sonaban bien juntos?
Totalmente.
Larry, you grew up in Venezuela with a single mom, right? You sang songs as you polished shoes, found a music school, eventually opened up a music academy, and then you immigrated to the United States 8 years ago. You had $30 in your pocket. What's it been like to rediscover your music with Joe in this unique way? And Joe, you're going to translate for us because Larry only speaks Spanish.
That's right.
Bueno, básicamente, yo pienso que teníamos un destino trazado.
Basically, I feel that our destinies were intertwined.
Porque mis primeros 7 años fueron de trabajo de construcción.
Because my first 7 years here, I worked in construction.
Hacía música de vez en cuando con ciertas bandas.
I played music whenever I could with certain bands.
Hasta que apareció el querido Joe Troop.
Until my beloved Joe Troop appeared.
Aquí damos gracias al COVID.
We are here thanks to COVID.
Ah, in what way?
So, well, I had a pretty successful project going with a band called Chiapalache right before the pandemic, but then it decimated our operation, and I had to shift gears, and I landed back in the States and was reinventing myself. That's what really changed the trajectory of my life. And I started working with asylum-seeking migrants. And then I got tipped off by a friend that there was an asylum-seeking migrant slash brilliant musician living in my home state of North Carolina. When I saw videos of Larry, I really couldn't believe what I was hearing. And I picked my jaw up off the floor and I called him. And that's the origin story of this group. He thought I was crazy. ¿Tú creíste que yo era loco?
Chiflao.
He thought I was insane.
What a story. What a story.
Yeah, it was fun to live.
All right, I want to hear another.
Sure.
Let's do Nuevo South Train, which is also the name of your debut album. And Larry, you're going to play upright bass, and Joe, you're on guitar.
That's right.
Un, dos, tres, y. That Nuevo South Train's a chugging. It's a chugging on around the bay. So just hop on board and you're sure to praise the Lord, and you're bound to make a mighty fine friend or two. Un sonido que hace brincar a mi alma. Viene acercando con grande rechino, chuchu. Chuchu. Es el trencito que nos llevará por caminos de gran aventura. Naguará ya está llegando el tren nuevo sur.
Nuevo South Train. Station here on here and now. All aboard.
We're on board. We are on board.
Man.
So I hear that bluegrass. You're a Grammy nominated bluegrass musician, right?
But that sounds so fancy.
It is fancy. But the synergy between you two is incredible. I mean, sitting here watching you, there's an unspoken connection. It's really something.
Yeah, we're musical soul brothers. We've only been at this for about a year and a half. Our two-year friendversary is coming up in December, so see?
I watched you both at the Kennedy Center play a piece called Mi Carencia, which translates into a place where you feel strong and safe.
Yeah, Mi Carencia mixes two forms. One is pasaje, which is a little more up-tempo, but then there's this tonada. It's very intense. It requires a lot of emotional commitment. And you've really got to be present to sing that song. ¿Verdad que la tonada requiere mucho de uno?
Así es.
Para alumbrarle los pasos a mi amante que se va. Si pasas algún trabajo, lejos de mí. Dile a lucero del alma que te vuelva a rezar. Si mi querencia se monte y mi fuerza en cimarrón, que cante como canta un corazón. Si mi querencia es el monte y la flor de Araguané, ¿cómo no quieres que tenga, cómo no quieres que tenga tantas ganas de volver? Si mi querencia es el monte y una punta de ganado, ¿cómo no quieres que sueñe, cómo no quieres que sueñen con el sol de los venados?
know, Larry said it earlier, it seems like you two are destined to play music together. What would you say your music is about at its heart?
Definitely unity and joy, cross-cultural joy, and like living the now. I mean, this project would only happen now, and it would only come out of the South.
Why only now?
It literally happened because the pandemic mixed things up for us, but also it feels like a natural thing to do. It's kind of crazy at this juncture in our lives to restart our careers and go for a brand new project from scratch. It takes a lot of work. And, you know, we're not old, but it's a little late to be just starting again, you know?
You know, I hear you play and I think music has no borders.
No, it doesn't. Borders are borders, but music is beyond all that, thankfully.
Let's go out on a really fun tune. This is Fiesta en El Orza, or Party en El Orza, which is a town in Venezuela, right?
That's right. It's in the Llano, in the plains region.
All right. You're on the fiddle, Joe. Larry's on the cuatro, which is a traditional four-string guitar.
That's right. It's a uniquely Venezuelan and Colombian instrument.
And this is party music, right? What are we celebrating?
Oh, definitely. This is a big traditional music gathering held every year in El Llano, in this little town called El Orza. And it's kind of the unofficial Venezuelan national anthem.
We're ready. Joe Troop are the Latin Grass or the Venezuelachian duo Larry and Joe. We'll link you to their tour information at hereandnow.org. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jane. It's been a great pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Jane. Gracias por la invitación.
Gracias.